This is number four of Bite Size with me, Si Jobling, and I am going to keep it short and sweet this week, ideally under 5 minutes. So I'm going to use the audio bed as a guide to keep it all in time. Bit of admin. I took a break last week. We took a break. We went away on a Friday. We took a nice long weekend away in North Devon. Hence why there was no episode last week. It was lovely to get away for a change of scenery, and the weather was perfect. We really enjoyed the bright weather, the clear skies on the coast. It was wonderful, and the kids loved the arcades, and I enjoyed just the sea breeze with a pint of beer. It was ideal. Obviously, there's a lot of terrible news coming from Ukraine right now, so it has been quite hard to keep positive. But as someone said to me the other day, I tend to focus on the positives rather than the negatives anyway. Doesn't mean I don't care, I just don't know what I can do. And again, I think I speak for many people, thoughts are with everyone in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, and hope that we can get through this eventually. From a side perspective, as I say, well, it's been a bit of a weird week. There was no Make Life Work this week because I had to reorganise the recordings. So it's been a bit of a weird week, especially when I'm just getting to the end of the season. That said, I did have time to record the final episode with Dom Hodgson today at lunchtime. And that's about his upcoming project, Dress Circle, that is literally in the works right now and should be landing by the end of the month properly. So that should be going out next Monday, all being well and good with post-production. I also got the House Finesse residency mix out this week, so that will be coming out soon. And I've finally got a guest mix prepared for Indie Nation, so that's nearly ready to go. I just want to put some final touches to that. So that's all the podcast stuff I've been working through. I did realise I had a domain renewal on Monday or Tuesday. It came out of the blue, and it made me realise I probably need to consider the future of those projects. Football Cal and Kickoff Calendar are two ongoing long running projects that I've not really put too much time into. So I had to just have a think about whether it's worth keeping them. Plan is now to do the World Cup 2022. In Qatar on Football Cal. So once those fixtures are announced in April, I think the 1st of April is the draw, I'll look at putting a plan together and getting that live just to see if there's any need for it. I'll see if I'll use it, to be honest, and then go from there. I've also been spending a lot of time in my personal dashboard and trying to understand, understand my finances a bit better. I've got a car finance plans that are going to be going on for 4 or 5 years. Got some crypto dotted around everywhere, and just trying to understand my regular payments as well. So seeing how I can plug my banking details into some sort of data I can actually analyze. So that's ongoing. And I've also been revisiting an old project called Super Rams, and another domain I've held on to since 2004, I think it is. It's currently like a WordPress blog that was meant to be for publications, but it's not really taken off. And I've started to rethink the community aspects of what's been so successful with my Derby County efforts. We've got a Twitter account that's really highly engaged with 13,000 odd followers. There's a Facebook group that's also going nearly 1,000 followers now. I'm trying to work out where that's going to go with like the metaverse. So I've been reading up on that a lot lately, and how that could overlap with decentralized social networks, DSO, as was mentioned in previous podcasts. So I'm just doing some research and learnings around that sort of stuff. So yeah, that's what I've been working on side projects this week. The main lesson I've learned this week is literally off today was don't be a slave to dates. I think many of us set ourselves ambitious goals or ridiculous timelines to get things done. But these are just side projects, We shouldn't be not enjoying it. The point of the side project is to enjoy it. So we can use our dates as goals and do our best, but don't worry about it if you don't hit them. They are, you know, side projects are fun. It shouldn't be a drain. And as Dom pointed out to me today, I was a bit disappointed in myself for missing out this week's release. Hope to go on out on Monday, but as he said, I've it's a self-imposed timeline. It's no one else would care, and especially from a podcast perspective, listeners just listen when they're ready anyway. So if it's out, it's out, and they can listen. If it's not, it's not the end of the world. So yeah, final advice is don't be a slave to the dates. That's enough from me this week, and I will hopefully be back next week for Bite Size 5.